Hey, we've got, okay, I'm doing the math. Yeah, Cinco de Mayo this weekend. Oh. And the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. I love the pageantry. We visited Churchill Downs. You can take a tour there. It's like a little city. And you go and you're right there where you see it on TV and all that stuff. And it's really cool. And the museum there is unbelievable. Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. That's a trip I would suggest taking if you've never been there. You go see where they make the baseball bats. Go to a distillery. I forget the name of the one we went to. Even though I don't like bourbon and whiskey and all that stuff, I went and tried it anyway. And it was in an old speakeasy from Prohibition, which is kind of cool. But anyway, that's, and then you learn about the horses and the Kentucky Derby this weekend. But I never watch because, yeah, I get it. It's a pageantry and it's really cool. I think the weather's supposed to be good for it down there. Saturday is the Kentucky Derby. But it's like 2 minutes and it's done. It's like an all-day wait for the Super Bowl kind of thing, and except you don't get the whole game. You get like 2 minutes and, okay, we're over. You don't even get a chance to open up, you know, the chicken wings and stuff. Although I will have a mint julep. They're quite tasty. 1320 WILS. Sunshine today, up around 74 is where we're going to be. Walking Fido, Fifi, Fluffy, or Fufu right now. You're walking outside and it's 47 degrees. That's not bad. I change it. I got to work on the old van, Maynard, this weekend. By the way, when I say work on it, I'm thinking of making it into a little camping van. Not a camper where you can live long term, but an overnight thing. Easy peasy. My famous van. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on the other side of the microphone over there and the other side of the glass. He is pushing the knobs and pulling the switches and whatever else he does over there. It's a little mystery for me. Noah Martindale producing the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, love it.
Noah.
Hey.
I'm good as far as I can tell.
That's good to hear, man.
So me and you on a camping trip, what do you think? Would you want to go? I'm thinking of going like Friday night. Tomorrow man. Night. Now here's the thing. You know Maynard.
Yep, yeah.
My van.
Yeah.
345,000 miles on it.
Sure.
I'm going to clean that puppy out, take the seats out, and put an army cot in there. This would be me and you manning it up.
Man,
wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Fishing involved, or is it just camping and fire?
I think that's, no, you know what? Because I don't think I'm going to be available to, we'll have to take off Friday afternoon, and we got to find a spot. I don't want to be near a lot of people.
You know, I have to work Friday afternoon, so I don't think it'll work out for me this weekend. I appreciate the invite, though.
Yeah, well, it's a standing invite.
Thank you.
You know, when your son gets older, we'd take him camping. That'd be
man.
Fun.
Yeah, he's going to be a camping kid. Olivia and I are, he's going to be tent camping in June with us, so a month away from that. First time for him. He's 7 months old. He'll be 8 months at that point. Gonna be
Ladies
fun.
And gentlemen, pray for Noah. They're taking an 8-month-old tent camping.
Yes. We are going to like a sanctuary. It's a nice campground. There isn't much crazy going on there, and they have a safety outlet with their parents' cabin and grandparents' RV right down the street.
There you
as
go.
Well. So like,
is this one of those ones where you got like a nice like the swimming area in the lake where you got like a floating pontoon out there?
I mean, there's like a little beach area. I don't know if they're like allowed to swim in. I've seen kids and adults swimming in it. I think it's called Mill Creek Campground or something like that up there in Mackinac City.
Okay.
But
that'll be fun.
Yeah, beautiful campground. Can't wait.
Well, I'm thinking of doing it, and I'm thinking of all the stuff I have. Within, I think, 10 minutes, I can turn Maynard into a little camper.
Right. Yeah, shouldn't be too hard. I think cleaning it would be the longest process. And
are you saying I have a dirty van?
I mean, from what we're talking about off there, it sounds like it's a little messy. Not like 10-year-old fries or anything, but
no, it's nasty. It is because it's a dirty work van. I treat it like a pickup truck,
sure.
Like a beat up old pickup truck, and I love them.
What's in there right now?
Wood, lumber in the back.
A lot of wood, eh?
Yeah. I got plinking. I've been meaning to put in a garage, but there is that. Hey, you know what we got to do? How can you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? Today is May the 2nd.
We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Yep, it's Life Insurance Day today, too. National Password Day and National Life Insurance Day. I'm trying not to tell my wife, Lisa, about that, because then she'll start to check to see how much she gets if I die. That means I'm going to have to hide the rat poison and the steak knives. So there's that. Leonardo da Vinci died on this day in 1519. Good Housekeeping magazine was published in 1885. Ella Fitzgerald recorded A Tisket a Tasket in 1938. Look that up. It's great. And Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, came out in theaters on this day in 1997. How many of you in your head just went groovy, baby? 1320 WILS, back in a minute. Hang on.